You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity. I am here in studio at The Beat, and I'm joined by, he is a singer, he is a songwriter, he's a producer, he is Grammy nominated.
I won one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might definitely know this face, but you definitely know the voice. His name is Tank. What up, sir?
What's going on, man?
I'm very excited for you to be in studio because I've been following your career since you started. And your voice definitely is something that the music industry lacks, I would definitely say.
Appreciate that. Definitely.
Before we get into your music, which because I just found out that you got a surprise, I'm excited for it. Let's talk about some things trending on Twitter.
Oh, let's do it.
Pharrell Williams, he has a song Happy Out. It's for the movie Despicable Me.
Absolutely.
He did a 24-hour music video to it.
Yes, he did.
Epic.
Epic.
The Oscars thinks it was so epic that they want him to perform this year. So he's really excited. The Academy's excited just to be able to get him on here. And I think it's something good for producers and also hip-hop bring it into. Now, I know the song's kind of not that genre, but I think we're moving in the right steps.
I mean, it's funny because I uploaded a video on my Instagram. I think it was maybe 2 days ago of me ad-libbing to Happy. You know, because that's one of my favorite songs. And we went to arguing in the studio. Like, we argue about producers and writers and who we think are the best of all time. And, and Pharrell might be one of the greatest all-around entities of all time.
No argument.
I mean, from a writer to a producer to an artist.
Performer,
you know what I mean? All of the above. And for him to be able to go from grinding to happy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, his range.
For Despicable Me.
You see what I'm saying?
A
soundtrack and being part of cultivating sounds for Transformers and stuff like that. Like, he deserves it. You know what I mean? And I think the beauty of this record is that this is music, man. You know what I mean? This sounds like you know, putting those electronic things aside and actually getting into some real musicianship
and
putting some
dance.
Thought process. What? What? Happy? I mean, that as well as the Robin Thicke song. And I mean, he's just on a tear right now, man. And I mean, you know, people might have tried to count him out, but I mean, a guy that talented, he's always a song away from taking over the world.
And he just always seems like the kind of guy that never lets anything stand in his way. It's like, okay, I'm going to work with Britney Spears. I don't care if you guys don't like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I'm going to change Britney Spears' career. I'm going to work with other producers. I'm going to work with the underdogs. And I feel like he's
free.
Yeah,
he's free.
He doesn't have.
He's happy. He has a lot of money. He should be very happy. But he doesn't live by or make music, you know, with rules. You know what I mean? This is how I feel, and this is kind of what I see. So I'm going to exhaust that idea. I'm going to see that idea all the way through. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, hey, we tried, but I'm not going to not do it. You know what I mean? And so it doesn't matter what genre it is. It doesn't matter what the sound is. Nobody's using that sound. Well, I'm going to use it and see what happens.
And make it hot.
So, you know, much love. Yeah, I'll be tuning into the Oscars just for that.
Exactly. Now, not only Pharrell Williams, but Bruno Mars did basically the same exact thing. I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl this year because...
Why not? You're not a Peyton Manning fan?
Well, see, the Patriots weren't involved in it, and I'm a strong, hard, dude.
I asked you a real question. Are you not a Peyton Manning fan?
I'm actually not.
How could you not? But how could you? Do you love football?
I don't.
Oh, you don't love football?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but then.
I just love the Patriots. Because my mama told me to.
Your mama told me.
She said, I don't care where you move, but you're going to love the Celtics, the Red Sox, and the Patriots.
My mama loves the Cowboys with every fiber in her body. I've been buying cowboy gifts since I was in kindergarten. You know what I mean? So I just couldn't do it any longer. I couldn't hold on.
Well, I did tune in this year and last year. Actually, I tune in every year for the halftime show. I'm not even going to.
That was epic.
I was kind of nervous. Were you kind of like, not nervous because I know he's an amazing performer, but I mean, with the hoopla of Beyonce show last year and the lights getting shut down, and then they say Bruno Mars, and a lot of people were kind of knocking him down because they were saying he's a new artist. Does he even deserve to have this spot? You know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, people knew they were going to come out, and they were like, well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers should have been, you know, the halftime performance. And me and my friends were knocking on it. I was like, how's this going to be epic? Like, Beyonce was 1 foot, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, what is Bruno Mars going to do? And let me tell you, those lights flash, and me and my friends stopped it. Before he even started drumming, we were like, this is kind of, is Michael Jackson going to come
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Is he going to fly in, some kind of fall through the...
From the, you get children on stage singing, you know you're in the good. And it's, Bruno Mars, I mean, I was dancing. I didn't know I was a Bruno Mars fan like
the
that.
The beauty of that was that it was a lot of the unknown. It was a little bit of, well, what's going to happen? Like, we've seen the videos. We've heard the songs. We dance to the songs, you know, when they play them on the radio station. But what are we really in store for? You know what I mean? Beyonce, you've seen the HBO specials. You've seen all 15 world tours. You just know.
And do you know how much hate I got? Because I went back and I watched the Beyonce halftime show. And then I went and I watched the Bruno Mars show.
I'm not going to say it. I'll let you say it.
I'm just going to say it. Bruno Mars shitted on Beyonce. I love Beyonce. I have every Beyonce album. As soon as the album dropped that nobody knew about, I purchased the album 15 seconds after. But Bruno Mars shitted on what he did on that stage, like just bringing that sound, that music. It's the same feeling that Pharrell Williams brings in Happy.
But I have to kind of correct you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He didn't shit on Beyonce. There's no shitting on Beyonce. That's impossible this lifetime.
She does use different toilet paper. She does. She uses red toilet paper. It's a fact.
It's a fact. It has gold lining. I think, like I said before, the thing that made Bruno Mars' performance so epic was that you just did not know what to expect. It was the first time you saw The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like, oh, my God. So then 2 and 3 had so much to live up to because of just the unknown factor, being caught off guard and just that shock value. Beyonce, at this point, what can Beyonce do to shock us at this point?
Like, Jesus ain't coming out on a feature track.
We know,
like,
she's great. She's going to sing. She's going to dance. She has hit records. We already know it. So it's like when Beyonce comes on stage, oh, Beyonce's performing. But you say, Bruno Mars comes on stage. What? well, what is he going to do? You know what I mean? And so that element gave it that much more excitement and shock value. And it raised the energy level up, you know, versus, you know, when Beyonce did it, because we're already in line with Beyonce.
We know we're going to get the melody.
We got it.
Destiny Child.
We already have it. And it's not that it's old. It's just that
this was
brand new. You know what I mean? So his performance was absolutely amazing. One of the best I've ever seen.
I mean, and I learned a lot about him, which I actually learned a lot about you, too. I didn't know how many instruments you play.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know Bruno Mars could drum.
Oh, yeah.
into a damn EDM beat.
His brother plays the drums for his band.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so they, yeah.
And I will say, I did find Bruno Mars used to be an Elvis impersonator.
I didn't know that.
And I totally see it, like, in this performance now. Like, at the end, like, the money shot when he was singing the fireworks.
Yeah,
it was
exciting.
All right, that was good. So, congratulations, Bruno Mars. Moving on, day 26. Diddy's group from back in the day, making the band, they're coming back. Some people are excited about it, and others are saying, I mean, good luck, but you guys have the Diddy curse. And they are standing strong, saying there's no such thing as a Diddy curse, a bad boy curse, excuse me. Basically, what the curse is that whoever Diddy signs, you have like a hot album and then it kind of falters and Diddy kind of doesn't pay attention to you. They said, nope, we have no bad blood with Diddy. We're coming out strong. We're excited. We're doing it for the fans. We're not under Diddy's label, but he is supporting us 100%. And apparently now they're going to bring a sound that they originally wanted to that Bad Boy wouldn't let them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. I support any group coming out that's going to actually use vocals.
Here's the tough part is that it's five of them.
Yeah.
And in today's record business where they barely want to spend money on one person, you're in essence taking a budget. That budget is not going to get increased just because there are six people. They're going to give you their standard, next to nothing, R&B budget and expect you to make that work with five individuals.
Now, question for you as an insider. They're coming out around the same time Danity Kane is coming back with this. Who would you say probably gets more money?
Danity Kane.
Because they're females, would you say? Or because they have a bigger name?
They're more of a pop demographic.
Okay.
They're more of a pop group. You know what I mean? They're an urban group. You know what I mean? So their audience is limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even the stages they'll be able to perform on are kind of limited. Danity Kane, like, they're kind of a worldly, international kind of movement. So it's still going to be tough for them, too, because it's a lot of them.
It's hard because I was watching an interview with them, and when I watch an interview with you and TGT, like, you can see that you guys, like, know each other. You actually, like,
right,
clown on each other. Mm-hmm. With this group, it's just kind of like, all right, we pulled all five of them together, and now they're going to do this. And, like, it just seems cold. It doesn't seem something warm.
Have you seen them recently? I haven't seen them all together recently.
I just saw that. Okay. This was a recent, when they made this statement, it was in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem with it is so, because I've been doing research on the story and then also researching you, I've been listening to, like, a lot of your music, and I'm sitting here like, well, but Tank can do what they do with just one voice. Now, I know you got to, like, build on top. You have to harmonize and put on top where they can just do it there. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, I was listening. Please don't hate me. You have a song called Almost Done?
Yes.
Okay. I was listening to Almost Done. And I was just like, actually, this low-key could be a Day 26 song. But he's doing it all by himself.
I'm different, man.
I know, clearly.
I'm different. Like, and these are my guys, you know what I mean? Like, I've featured, you know, on a few of their mixtapes and all of that stuff. I just think it's tough that, you know, they're in the position that they're in, that they're singing music that they love to sing, and the energy surrounding it, doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They just have limited resources. R&B just has limited resources. I mean, that's just the only way to put it.
And how do we get more resources to that genre?
Somebody's got to take a chance and actually spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like they're not good R&B songs or, you know, good R&B artists.
Is it
walking
just that
into
in 2014 we're scared of that kind of music?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because when you think about the radio stations that it actually plays on, like, even that's limited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, name the last time you actually heard an R&B ballad or even mid-tempo played on mainstream radio. You won't. It's not exciting enough to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We've moved out of the age of romance and you know, and meeting the mom and the father before you take the girl out, and now it's Twitter and Instagram, and everything's happening so fast that a ballad actually takes too long for the payoff. So,
right,
you know, people actually really singing is too much to think about. Like, I can't sing along with that. Like, where's the guy with the autotune? I can do that. You know what I mean? And people are so far into the state of reality and being able to feel like they're a part of it and like it's actually them, that if it's too far above their heads, then they can't relate. You know what
right.
I mean? And so what this kind of falls into that category when these guys get to singing and really going off and going all over the place. And it's a great talent and a great skill. But unfortunately, it flies over the majority's head.
I definitely agree 100% with what you're saying. One thing that I've been noticing with, I'd say, maybe third, fourth quarter in 2013, I feel like artists and producers are getting to a point where they're kind of sick of where music is right now. And I feel, and maybe I'm 100% wrong, like they're trying to build it to a place where people can get back into this sound.
Well, it's not just this sound, because here's the other thing that I will say in defense of the people who aren't necessarily catering to this type of music. It's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're in the bathtub, unless you're, you know, in a nice special presidential suite, which is significant other, it's not a whole lot of places for this kind of music, the music that's oversexed and over, you know what I mean? So we kind of have to get back to making R&B for everybody. You know what I mean? And not just for one place and time, not just for the bedroom, not just for the bathroom, but where are the happy R&B songs?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, Happy is an R&B record.
Yep.
That Pharrell just made. That's an R&B. That's an old school throwback R&B record. Motown, all of that. That's what R&B used to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When those guys used to get out there and dance and move around and everybody was clapping their hands and the family reunion, the barbecue was off the chain and people were doing the Soul Train line. It was music like that.
And everyone could listen to
and
it.
And everybody could.
Even, I mean, come on, we know how dirty some of the lyrics are.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't sound like that to a child.
Dude, I'm talking about when you know, and I was late getting into R&B because I was all gospel. But, you know, one of my introductions into R&B was New Edition. And my mama, you know, my mother, and my father, they let me listen to that every day. And that was good R&B. If it isn't love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my mind? If it isn't love, why does it hurt so bad? Makes me feel so sad inside. If it isn't love. You hear that? That's good R&B music that everybody can listen to. And we got to get back to that, making that kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can sing on the Oscars along with Pharrell, who's him, Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake, who are leading the charge in R&B music.
Yeah, we talked about that. How many?
We can't hate.
Nope.
You know what I mean? We can't hate on what it is.
Nope.
The truth is what it is.
Wait, we're where we are.
We're where we are. And Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake are doing R&B music better than us. So
it's about
we need to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, and now looking at it, you know, you can look at it two ways. Like, oh, because a lot of people are irritated with the Grammys and the Billboards. Oh?
Uh-oh.
All right. I know our BHL hosts outside are jamming right now. All right. With the whole Grammy situation going on, you know, in the Billboards, there was not one black artist
disappointed
to top the Billboard charts in all of 2013 as the lead vocalist.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Disappointed. I mean, you. Here's the thing. I'm not really good at pointing fingers. You know what I mean? What are we going to do about it?
I mean, at this point, I'm thankful. You know, one thing I will say with Macklemore, because I'm tired of even having this discussion about Macklemore and the Grammys. Deserving, they worked their asses off to get the Grammys.
Absolutely.
100%. Now, at the same time, people want to get irritated and mad, but you're supporting it. You're purchasing it.
You're buying it.
You know what I mean? Like, we sit here, we talk about, you know, we have six songs that people can download every week. We talk about, you know, a lot of the times people hit me up, they're like, who sang that song? I've never even heard them. I'm like, do you only listen to Beyonce? Do you only listen to Jennifer Hudson? Do you only listen to Rihanna? You know, it's about opening up people's mind and making them realize. I mean, how do you get that to the radio?
Well, with
the internet now?
We've given them the choice to lock themselves in a room. And they can design the room however they want to. So where we used to be able to program, you know what I mean, and kind of introduce all of these new things, now we can't, because now the songs are sold individually.
Yeah.
The radio stations are even segregated based on artists now. Now you can go to, thank God, there's a Tank station that you can listen to. He plays a lot of Tank, and people like Tank. And then there's, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we've given people the ability to create their own reality, and they just live in there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things will be missed as a result of it. Now, what I will say about the Grammys is that what people don't know about the Grammys is that we can vote. We can vote. We can. We get mad at the Grammys. Oh, you didn't pick the right person. Well, did you? Did you vote? Did you sign up? As you know, any of these guys from that are artists and singers and writers and producers, did you sign up and vote and pay your dues and go to the meetings and try to make a difference in this process?
Otherwise, don't complain.
If you didn't, relax, because somebody did. And that's who voted for whoever won. It is what it is. Am I mad that we lost to Alicia Keys? Absolutely. Do I feel like we had the better album? Yeah. But did everybody that participated in the TGT album register and vote at the Grammys? No, they did not.
Mm.
We just weren't popular in the back room. Wherever the Grammy back room was, we weren't that popular. Alicia Keys is very popular in the Grammy back room. It probably wasn't even a matter of what the record sounded like or who it influenced.
It was just Alicia Keys.
It was just Alicia Keys.
Clout.
There's nothing you can do about that if you're not going to get in there, get in the middle of it, and actually participate in it. And like I said, I don't point fingers. What are we going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about the fact that the AMAs in the R&B soul category nominated Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, and Rihanna? What am I going to do about that? It's not her fault that she's in the R&B soul category.
So how does that make you feel? I mean, you know, you work so hard. You literally quote, "I am my music." How does that make you feel? You know, is there a point where you realize, okay, you know what? I can't take these serious. It's like a lot of people, they say, you know, I can't stand the haters online, so I don't read that hate. Do you almost get like that with award shows and things? Because there are a lot of artists that just don't deal with the award shows because they feel like it's politics, and I'm busy with entertaining my fans. I'm doing what I love to do, creating music.
It is politics. You know what I mean? But you also want to get to a point to where you're part of that political conversation. Yep. I mean, we can, you know, like I said, close ourselves off to the rest of the world and how it's really moving and operating and all of these things. But the truth is that all of these artists want to be nominated. All of these artists want to win something. All of these artists want to be attached to these conversations. And when they're not, the safe way out is, oh, that don't even matter. Oh, that ain't affecting what I'm doing. It ain't messing with my money. Maybe, maybe not. You won't know until you're actually nominated or you actually win. So for me, the challenge is to always fight to be, number one, true to myself and who I am and to my fans, but also to be part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be part of that political conversation. So I compete day in and day out with my music. I'm not going to stop. If I'm not in that category in the AMAs next year, it's not their fault. It's my fault. I got to do more. What else can I do? And what else am I going to do? I'm going to show you in about a week and a half.
Boop. And that will be a cute little segue in just a moment. But before we get into that, mm-hmm. Shakira, speaking, you know, Grammy nominated, Shakira and Rihanna released a music video for Shakira's first single off her new album, Can't Remember to Forget You.
Mm-hmm.
Dope song, dope video. But of course, someone always got to be mad. The Christians have spoken out, and Hallelujah. They are irritated. They Hallelujah. Think, what did they say? Let's see.
What they say? Hallelujah.
They said, this new video.
Is that how they say it? Do it again.
This new video. It's a shameless case for lesbianism and immorality. It's a danger to children and promotes tobacco use. Heck, Lord Jesus, get a job. Like, okay, my thing is this. Stop looking, one, at gay people like they're dogs or animals. I get it. You're irritated. Mm-hmm. Change the channel. You're trying to get rid of... First of all, they weren't making out in the video.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting, laying on a couch. Okay, does Shakira have her arm on Rihanna? She does. How many straight films do you see girls interacting like this? I can point out two of my friends that hang around like this. And so what if it does promote lesbians? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get.
Too.
What's that?
They live here too.
Right. You know, like
as a Christian, as the Christian, well,
also
I am,
a Christian,
also a Christian. I think we're more progressive, and I think that, you know, we're more exposed to, you know, a lot of the backside of the entertainment and the inner workings of how these things work and the people that actually tune in. Mm. You know what I mean? So there's always going to be somebody that has a problem with something. Always. And the reality of what this is this is real life. You know what I mean? There are people who need music on every level. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's music that I make for the people at the supper club, and there's music that I want to make for the people at the lounges in Vegas, and then there are so just as we get into demographics, there are music that I want to make for some of my black people. There's some music that I think will appeal more to my white fans. There's some, okay, and now we get into this. There's mm-hmm. some music that is going to appeal more to the sexuality of a person. You know what I mean? So it's just life, man. I mean, God created us all. So if we can't show that, if we can't be artistically articulate in showing the different sides of life, then and what's the point?
It's hard because coming from a Orthodox Christian background, like, I get the idea of it. Like, because I'm always like, the Grammys came out and everyone was so irritated that 33 people got married at the Grammys and, you know, there were gay couples there. And so I tweeted out, because they showed a bunch of people tweeting, and I tweeted out, oh, most ignorant Twitter responses go to. And the hate that I got just from that, like, yo, you're just siding with the homosexuals.
Yeah,
and
people are just locked into their own belief.
Man, like, stop judging.
It's supposed to be without judgment. That's what the Bible speaks on. That's what, you see what I'm saying? Like the Jesus that I reads about didn't even spend time with these kind of people. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be within these four walls and with all these hypocrisies and all of these things that you got. I'm going to go out here in these streets and hang out with exactly.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even more to add to that, growing up, you know, in a very strong Christian household where my great grandmother, my grandmother, these are all the leads of the church from pastor on down. I was taught, you know, I was taught the right way, and the things that they didn't want me to see, or the things that they didn't want me a part of, or the things that they didn't feel were conducive to me being whatever in their minds they wanted me to be, they taught me. So I had a choice, you know what I mean, later on in life with the foundation that I had to either tune in or tune out. You know what I mean? These things didn't influence me like they feel like our kids are going to do whatever your kids are going to do, they're going to do it anyway. Your job is to establish a foundation of right and wrong, and from there, only God can do the rest.
Okay.
That's it.
Pay attention to your job, people.
Do your job as a parent. You know what I mean?
Don't let them watch it if you think it's inappropriate.
If you think it's inappropriate, then
don't
let them watch it.
Ban it from a country.
To what?
They want to ban it from television. Like, they want, Shakira's from Colombia, and they want to ban it from Colombia. They want to limit it on MTV here in America because it's too racy, too sexual.
So what about
when Jay-Z and Beyonce do it?
So what about all the other lesbian scene in a movie or any other? Are those going to be banned as well?
No, I mean,
what is the personal attack on Shakira? Like, what are we saying?
Or my thing is okay. You want to bring up tobacco use? Like, wait, first of all, isn't Colombia like one of the number one tobacco producing countries? One, and two, every TV show, movie, music video has someone smoking in it. Like, you're going to point Shakira out for I'm done. I can't.
They're not going to do anything. They're just deciding to pick on Shakira at this particular moment. Next week, it'll be somebody else. It just is what it is. It's tough being a celebrity. It's tough being in a space where everybody can say anything to you, but you cannot say anything in return.
And what blows my mind is just being a person in life, you would think, life is hard already on you. So think about when you're saying these things to someone who is also, everyday life is hard. So imagine all the stuff they have to do, and then you're adding on to it. It don't make sense to me.
I enjoy freedom of speech, but we've given too much power to people with no expertise in these particular fields.
And too much power to negative words versus giving power to positive words.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on.
Let's move on.
Positive. This singer and producer, they go by the name Dead Right. The song is called Rising Tide. Just released a music video, and I want to share it with you guys. Here we go. Dead Right, Rising Tide, dope artist. I heard some other stuff of theirs. Just wanted to share that with everyone.
Nice.
You thought of it?
I like it.
Simple. I like the video.
I like
just
the look.
Simple.
Yeah,
nice
yeah,
look.
Like
she
that.
Looks very unique. Love it. Tank, let's get into you right now. You've been around for quite some time. Your damn resume, I was like, we're going to waste so much paper in here printing this out. Like, and I don't even think I really understood what you did behind the scenes in music in general. Like, I've just always heard your voice and been like, okay, well, clearly, like, Jesus sent you here.
Right?
All right, we get that. Force of nature, we understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You started with gospel. And how did that transition from wanting to go from gospel and with your background, of Christianity, into the world of music and R&B, which is, we're moving into the devil's world.
Into the devil's realm.
You know, with the risque music and talking about love. And
yeah.
What was that like for you? Was that hard for you, like, to kind of find a balance? Were your parents supportive of it?
My parents were definitely supportive of it. Extremely. It was tougher for me, spiritually, to find the balance rather than everybody else accepting it. You know, everybody else, close to me, you were like, hey, man, go get it. You know what I mean? And see where you land. And, my mother has always had this thing where, oh, you'll be back. You know, the Lord gonna call you on back. You'll be back here any minute. Don't even worry about it. But, while I'm out here, she's the proudest mom ever. She's checking my Twitter and all on my Instagram. And, what that picture mean that you put? I said, Mom, why are you on my Instagram? That was not for you. That was for the ladies. Right. But in the beginning, we just taught so many crazy things. It was preached to me that R&B was the devil's music.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's so far from the truth. I write about the life I live, the things I've experienced, the things that I've been through. And as a result of the things that, I sing about and, in a sense, my testimony through my songs, I've helped so many people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people come up to me in clubs, loud clubs with music playing, like, oh, my God, thank you for that song. I wouldn't have found the strength to move on and do this for myself and do that. And or even deeper than that, I wouldn't have had the strength to just go and live out my dream. Watching you do what you do has given me motivation and inspired me to just go live out my dream and find my life. And that only comes from one place. You know what I mean? That only comes from a good place, and that only comes from God. And, you know, I've been able to experience and see things that, you know, I never even thought were imaginable. You know what I mean? And only He's done that, you know? Now, what you do with the gift, what you do with the things that and the opportunities that are awarded to you, yeah, you can cross over into a place where it just becomes sheer evil. Mm-hmm. You can, but I just wasn't raised like that. It's not in me. It's not my design. You know, every day I thank God for the position that I'm in, and I pray to be a good steward over what He's giving me so that I use it correctly.
And how do you keep it? How do you keep it fresh when you want to keep it? When you want to keep it your testimony, you want to keep it your story. I mean, with all these albums, how do you keep it fresh, innovative, without having to kind of talk about the same story?
You know, it's so many ways to tell one story, and I think that's probably a lot of it. You know what I mean? Trying to find, like, to sit and actually think about it. How do we creatively talk about this same thing again without saying the same words, or without using the same title, or maybe we can switch the perspective. This time it was from a man's perspective. Now let's cover the woman's perspective, or let's cover somebody outside looking in the window. Let's cover their perspective. You know what I mean? It's kind of like shooting a movie. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you shoot from 7 or 8 different angles. You know what I mean? And that makes 1 3-minute scene. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for us, we write from that one camera, but we've still got 7 cameras of perspective that we can still get to in order to sell the same sentiment. And so that's kind of where it comes from. You know what I mean? It actually comes with just sitting down and actually thinking about it. You know what I mean?
What would you say is your biggest inspiration in your life that gets drawn to your music?
Relationships. You know, me and a woman. Me and a woman going through something.
You walked in the door and the girls were like just dropping everything, like, thanks, yeah. Like,
when did that happen? Today?
Boy.
Today?
Right. You know, like, okay.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm sure you did. all right. So you go on to working with Genuine, mm-hmm. Tyrese, who are your friends.
Absolutely.
Which you actually did backup singing for Genuine in the past.
Yes.
What is that like? Because you guys have, like, this fun brotherly clowning mm-hmm, relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, so what is it like now that, oh, hey, like, I'm the group with you?
It's crazy because, you know, that was my first major R&B gig, singing backgrounds with Genuine.
Which was, what was your favorite song to sing backup for during that time?
It was 2. It was, I'm Sorry. I'll do anything you want. That's fun. Where it's from? That's not the word. And then Pony.
Pony.
Boot, boot, boom. Listen, let me tell you something. I've been a part of a lot of songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lot of songs, a lot of big hit records. I've seen a lot of big records performed. Something happens when Pony comes on that is just, yeah. You want me to do the dance?
That's what they had y'all doing?
Listen, something happens when that song comes on, and I don't care who you are. Yep. If you're in that room listening to that song, you have to respond. You have to do something. You have to bob your head. You have to try to dance like Genuine. You have to do something. And so to be on the road and experience that, and to think in my mind, man, one day I want to be part of something like that. One day I want to have a record that does that. And one day I want to be, you know, that awesome and that hot that when people hear my songs, they just want to be me. And to flip that all the way around to 2013, where I'm in a group with this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, a guy who, you know, at the end of concerts, you know, he'd walk me around like the building, you know what I mean? And he'd say, see, Tank, You know, I don't leave when the show is over. You know what I mean? Like, you see them fans right there screaming, oh, my God, Jenny, we're going to go downstairs and we're going to go talk to them. And we're going to give them hugs. I'm going to give them some autographs. We're going to take pictures. And that's what you got to do if you want to stick around, dog. You got to do all of that extra stuff, dog, because, you know what I'm saying, everybody ain't doing that, dog. You got to take care of the people, dog. And I learned that from him. And nothing about that has changed.
Really?
And I think that's the beauty of it all. It's like, this is the same Genuine that mentored me. And I learned, you know, I learned these skills from, and he's still the same Genuine, still the same teacher, still the same brother, still the same everything. And so our relationship is crazy. It's crazy.
So I want to play this video and this song because, I mean, we're not even going to say it. It's TGT, I Need. And just your intro into the song, you only need to listen to that one part.
Like, I listen, I agree.
I agree.
Can we just get that video play right there?
That's
nice. You be getting all the liquor sponsors too.
I used to drink.
I hope you see my heart from here, and I hope that this will make us strong. I hope the truth is made clear, and I hope that we can learn and move on. This time mistakes are way too high. I see what I'm about to lose. It's time to let the old me die. Mistakes of love, I gotta choose. I know I said that I was gonna change a long time ago.
TGT, I Need.
What?
I mean, okay, first of all, was that computer generated fire, or was there fire actually up in that house?
I can't give away all of Benny Boom's secrets. I can't do that. I can't say that I am my own stuntman.
Oh, all right.
So that if you do see fire, if you do see a building exploding, and you see me, or what you think is me, running out of it, it is me. Okay, I've braved the fire, I've braved the explosions,
passed the storm.
I've done the flips. Yes, Tank, I'm my own stuntman. So when you look in that video and you see fire, you know that I'm capable of running through fire. I'm capable of standing in fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
And that is going to lead me into my next question. Now, apparently you're getting into acting.
I've been into acting for
quite some time.
A little bit, yeah.
You worked on the Dreamgirls soundtrack.
Soundtrack, and I was in a movie.
And you were in the movie.
I was in there.
What was that like for that epic movie?
It was crazy because working with the director closely with the soundtrack, Underdog, shout out to the Underdogs, it was actually their gig. And, you know, I was one of their producers at the time. We were working together, and, you know, they kind of brought me in and said, hey, help out. And so that's how I got in there. And, you know, I'm just an idiot, man. You know what I mean? Like, I had the director just busting up every day. Like, I mean, he just couldn't wait to get to the studio to see what new jokes or what crazy thing Tank was going to say today. Like, this guy is crazy, man. And we just had a good time together. And so one day he was like, you'd be really good for the role of CeCe. Like, you'd be really good. You should audition. I'm like, all right, I'll try. I've been acting a fool all my life. I'm sure I can figure this part out. So I went out for the role. And it's crazy because, I mean, I smashed it. Like, I'm talking like, you know, from the acting part of it all the way down to the dancing and the choreography and everything. I killed, and it can't, you know, I can honestly say that I know auditions where I've done really bad, and I'll tell you the truth about it. But I smashed it, and it came down to me and Keith Robinson, the guy that actually got it out of everybody in the world who they either wanted to be or saw to be that character. It came down to two people.
Damn.
And, that was a blessing within itself. You know what I mean? Like, to be the runner up. And in that type of film, you know what I mean, with those type of actors and characters involved in it, I took that as a win. I definitely took that as a win.
You know, what's the difference between acting in a music video versus acting, playing a different character? Well, I guess you're playing a different character in your videos. What would you say is kind of the difference for you? You smashed it, but you said you've had some bad auditions. Is there a difference, or is there a different way of approaching?
There's definitely different ways of approaching. I think that when it comes to music videos, it's kind of very one-dimensional. You know what I mean? It's ultimately about
being sexy and jumping
through fire and saving the girl, and Tank is going to put his hands on you. And, you know, it's always that one thing. So, you know, that's not necessarily acting, you know what I mean, so to speak. But, you know, actual acting and actually going through the lines and actually understanding the motivation, you know, with the character, where has he been? Where is he now? Where is he trying to get to? And having to put all of those pieces together. What does he talk like? What does he walk like? You know what I mean? And having to maintain that, because it just doesn't start with the first line, but this has to carry out through the whole script. You know what I mean? You have to maintain these nuances and all of these different understandings about this character for like 60 pages. You know what I mean? So the science of it is incredibly difficult.
Do you find yourself overthinking it?
You have to sometimes. You know what I mean? You have to overthink it sometimes. Now, what you don't want to do is overact it.
There you go.
But you have to put in your homework, you know what I mean, in understanding the journey of your character. And for me, you know, I'm still a baby, you know, in the acting world. So I'm still learning and understanding and developing as we go along. The beauty of what I have is that, you know, I have fans, you know, already, and I have a bank. I'm a bankable situation. So sometimes putting me in a film, you know, or HBO special or what have you, I get the edge because of that. Now, do I want it? No. Am I happy with it? Yes. You know, however God sees fit to give it to me. But I also want that when I walk through these doors as an actor, that I'm viewed as an actor, not a singer trying to act. So that's why I take the craft very seriously.
Is there a type of character that you aspire to play versus, I'm assuming that you would get the most roles as the handsome guy who's going to come in and save, you know, the day kind of.
That's what I want to do. I want to save the day. I want to be an action hero, man. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of my favorite. And Arnold would just come in there, man, and just wreck shop and Blade, you know what I'm saying? Wesley Snipes,
so
he was one of my favorite.
The world we want to get into.
I want to get into action, man. You know what I mean? But I also want to play a different type of hero. Like I want to play a hero that's slightly vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like you rarely ever see the hero cry. You rarely ever see
like a Hitchcock,
the hero with a weakness. Close to a Hitchcock. Like I'm gonna tell you closer to what I'm saying. Excuse me. You've seen the movie Salt.
Salt. Yeah.
With Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
You see how she was like this almost invincible woman, but her husband, her, you know what I mean? Like that was her breaking point. Like that right there. Like to take that away from her, to even tamper with that. It went way past, you know what I mean? It pierced her soul. It got past all the toughness and every piece of martial arts and every gun that she could shoot and every, none of that mattered. None of that could help her in this particular place. And that's the place where most superheroes don't ever go. And I think
Tank wants to touch that.
I think people will connect. I think people will connect with that.
Do you have anything in the works coming up?
No.
No.
I'm just hoping someone will hear this interview and write out an emotional superhero, a superhero with feelings, with love in his heart, with care, with passion.
Speaking of care and passion, let's talk about you. This Is How I Feel was your last album, mm-hmm. and I heard that you're working on some new music.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about that, I just want to play this song real quick. It's called Next Breath.
Hmm.
In the video, I see what you're saying. We see the struggles. We see you going through it. And here's I'll say Tank's version of a superhero.
As I pour this glass of wine, I hope it helps me express these thoughts of mine. No, I don't think I've ever felt the way I feel for you, girl. So I'm shutting these lights down, and I'm telling you right now, I don't think I've ever really told you how much I need you. Girl, I need you more than my next breath.
You're just going through it. You punched that. I was like, oh,
going through it.
I want to be up in there.
I didn't. You know, listen, I caught a lot of heat for that video.
For what? What was you represent? What did they think you represented in this video?
Well, it's very rare that every man, when he breaks up with a woman that he really loves, has a real moment to mm-hmm. himself. And he'll never expose it. He'll never tell his homeboys about it. He'll definitely never tell her about it. She might get a glimpse of it, you know what I'm saying, if she's there to witness that. But that was that moment. And for most people that don't really understand the essence of a man and how we hurt, that was scary to them. Mm. You know what I mean? That looked crazy to them like that. Like, he's crazy. He's nuts.
He might Ocho Cinco someone.
He might. He's going to trip out. But we hurt like that.
Which, my apartment looking just like that.
Listen,
right,
we hurt. We tear things up. We tear things apart. And I wanted to push the line. As far as that was concerned, that understanding is concerned, yes, we love you. We really do love you. We do mess up. We do trick it off. We do. But the flip side of that is it's not because we don't really love you. We don't really cherish you. And so this showed that side of it, of how much losing you hurt, how much I still want you here. I'm going to paste these pictures all over the wall and wish that all of these moments we could relive that.
So it is hard for guys to talk about that, and I appreciate you doing that because I think that there's a lot of things in this world that people don't talk about that mm-hmm. need to be talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And depression is my number one thing. Where do you find the comfortability in yourself to be able to kind of, you know, make sure you get that message across to people?
What's funny is my career is based on my actual life. And it's crazy because a lot of artists have to create a character. You know what I mean? They have to
relate off to other people.
They have to pretend friends. They sold drugs, or they have to make believe that they were sexy before they got money and before, or they have to. The beauty of my career is that my first hit record, Maybe I Deserve, was my life line for line, word for word. All of that happened, period. When that worked for me, I in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, I can just be myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like for me to ask you where the hell you been, for you to say I better stop tripping, to grab your neck until you let me know, for you to run crying out the door, to grab my coat and chase you down the street, to say it's not you, it's my own insecurities. For you to say, yes, I cheated on you, I don't care, because after all I put you through, what? What man says that? And that worked. And that showed me that exposing that side of being, and that's more real of a man than anything. Mm. You know what I mean? Showing that I do care. You know what I mean? That you do matter to me. That's being a real man. Nah, I got plenty of women. You know what I'm right. saying? I'm going to just go see. Nah, that's a coward. A real man is going to express himself. He's going to try to get that woman, exhaust everything. Whatever he has to go through. You cheated on me? That's fine. I'm going to try. Okay. All right. I'm going to punch this cabinet and we're going to figure it out. We're going to be together. We're going to figure it out. Because an instance is not end all be all. Somebody making a mistake is not the end of the road. And that's what we've been conditioned into. Mm. I can't trust you anymore because you did this one thing to me. You'll forever be untrustworthy. It's not true.
Tank, you better raise these children in 2014. All right, so every song is from your life, your experience. Now we're moving in. You a week and a half. You said we might be getting a new song.
Yeah, new
you
know song. What, yeah.
What can we expect from 2014, Tank?
You know what's crazy is that I've always just kind of wanted to just do, and I won't call it real music because everybody's version of real music is different. I've just always wanted to just take a guitar player, a bass player, me playing the piano, all of these things, and put them on record.
Live instruments.
Live instruments. Who would have thought of that? And I just wanted it to make sense. And what's happened is that I've been in this business long enough to watch the circle, to watch it come all the way back around to where, like we spoke about earlier, where Justin Timberlake, where Robin Thicke, where Pharrell, where even Jay-Z and all these guys are now on live instrumentation. Jay-Z doesn't go nowhere without a live band. Mm-hmm. Violins, if he can get them, if they're available. Bring the violinist while I rap. And it's so beautiful to me because that's just how I was raised. You know what I mean? In trying to compete for the last 13 years, I've always, you know, kept my music in the current. Maintain a certain level of class. But, you know, sonically, you know, okay, the 808s are hot. How do we put Tank on the 808 and still keep it Tank? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, the claps are in? Okay, cool. It's hot. And the 808 snare, we're gonna triple that up and okay, let's do all of that, but make it, you know what I mean? So I've always stayed, you know what I mean, within what is the current. I've always helped drive the current in writing for all these other artists and producing for all these other artists. But now they've come back to my sweet spot, which is what I'm really great at.
You know why? Because honestly, any song of yours that starts off with the
I'm like, here we go. You see what I'm saying? Really, really, really good at that. In that area. You know what I mean? Where you give me some musicians and a microphone or not a microphone. Whatever.
And I will
smash. That's my gift. And so the music universe has finally made itself back around to my strength. And I think that's what's going to be different about this album and the response to it. You know what I mean? You heard me on the phone earlier. You know, Harvey Mason Jr., super producer, underdog, the whole nine. We're putting live horns on the new single, Jerry Hay, Michael Jackson. I'll stop there. Okay, stop there. Very expensive session. Very expensive horn section, but well worth it.
As long as it crafts with your voice.
And listen, just well worth it. That within itself is a 15-20 minute conversation. So who played on your album? Oh my God. Jerry, you know what I mean? Like that within itself, the quality of knowing that this guy who's, I don't even want to list the number of Grammys,
right,
but just the body of work that I am now associated with. You know what I mean? I'm happy to have my name and my project on his discography. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's where we're going, man.
I'm excited here. So we're a week and a half.
About a week and a half.
Now, where can your fans, if they want to keep in contact, where can they look?
You can find me at The Real Tank on Twitter, on Instagram.
Are you interactive with your fans?
Absolutely. Yeah,
you gotta keep
I talk to them. I try not to talk to the negative people. People say some crazy stuff.
Man.
Like, oh, you don't even know me. I don't even like marshmallows. Like, what are you talking about?
It amazes me. And usually the picture's not even of
them.
I'm
like, what are you? What? Why would you say that about my kids? I don't understand. So, but I'm there. Tankmusic.com. Check out the website and all that stuff. But you know, we're in the process of launching a new campaign. Shout out to Atlantic Records, Craig Kalman, Mike Kaiser, Julie Greenwald, everybody up there that's taking care of me. We're getting back in it. And shout out to my brothers, man, TGT, Tyrese, Genuine. That TGT movement is still moving crazy. We start the second leg of the tour in March. We go back overseas, and the response is just crazy, man. So, you know, all of this is all happening at the same time. Tank, TGT, movies, TV.
Yeah, keeping busy.
It's happening, man. 2014 has proven to be my year.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations on the Grammy nomination as
well.
Thank
you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, so what we do here is it's called the Six Mix. So it's six songs that came out this week that everyone needs to go out and download on iTunes. Some of them are actually for free. This first song, actually, low-key, I've been obsessed with it. It's off the TV show Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I
would audition for that.
Okay, well, then here's your second audition. Because I need you to cover this song. All right, and I'm not going to explain why. We're going to play the song. You're going to understand why you need to cover this song.
Okay.
So it's Claire Bowen from Nashville. She plays Scarlett, and the song's called Black Roses.
Staring into mine, but it's a battlefield, and you're on the other side. You can throw your words sharper than a knife, and leave me cold in another house on fire. I lay low, and watch the bridges burn. I lay low, what more could I have done? Now you only bring me black roses, and they crumble into dust when they're
It's an amazing song. Claire, you did that.
Wow. Sound like something from a City of Angels soundtrack.
It's an epic song.
Crazy.
I need you to cover that for me. Next, Jamar Rogers from The Voice. I've been sleeping on this man for the past 2 years that he's been on The Voice. It's called Drink of You. Shocked me when I heard his voice. Drink of You, Jamar Rogers. Mm. Yes. And that was like from the middle of the song, because the buildup is epic on that one, too.
I like that.
Coming up next, Miguel off the Girl, HBO Girl soundtrack. He's releasing a new song called Simple Things. And you guys can get that off of the Girl's soundtrack on iTunes.
She said, I don't want a model, I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto, oh, I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true.
Oh, that's starting off great already.
Miguel, Simple Things, it's on iTunes now. Next, Jennifer Hudson, love you, girl, but I'm a little irritated with you because she made this comment about Beyonce last week after the Grammy she performed, and she said, Beyonce's, without saying Beyonce, she said, these girls, they singing all about sex, and it's all about sex and love, and why can't they sing about something else? And I was like, okay, you know what? Jennifer Hudson's career has not been very sexualized. And then I found this song, which is dope, and the video's cool, too. Mm. But, girl, I mean, Beyonce Blow. I don't know if you know the Beyonce song called Blow.
Mm.
Well, it sounds a little something like this. So I understand why you're mad, Jenny. It's called I Can't Describe.
Come on. Tell us how to act.
That's for us.
Jennifer Hudson, mm-hmm. I can't describe. I know delivers.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, one of my favorite. Big Boy's doing it for 2014 for real. Big Boy featuring Blue Oyster Cult, UGK, and Big Crit, Gossipzilla.
A lot of people.
Wanna tell it, hoes wanna gossip, niggas wanna tell it, hoes wanna gossip, we on. No introductions needed, boy, just call me the undefeated. And underneath the Georgia dry, I know I can't be seen with five vocals because my vocals are classic, like Coca-Cola when they had cocaine in the package. I meant to say, blowing the ingredients, and I went to the mall today and all the niggas.
Those beats.
Boop.
Big Boy, Gossipzilla. Last but not least, Major Lazer and Pharrell Williams. It's called Aerosol Can, and Pharrell, again, just amazing.
He's back. He's, yeah, he did it again?
He okay. did it.
Oh, man.
It reminds me a little Gwen Stefani-esque for when he did, I can't remember what the Gwen Stefani song was he did with her. But
yeah. Here we go, huh? Yeah. Yo, when I was young, man, my dad had a reefer house. I catch a contact and talk like Eka Mouse. Go to school, act like I'm pulling reefer out. Kind of funny because I used to freak my teachers out. Like, dung, dung, diddy, dung, dung, sin. So much me go teach about piece of the one black Johnny and his heaters out. In the club, everybody on Sinatra. Look around. Everybody on Sinatra. I ain't talking
there you go. Aerosol Cam, Major Lazer featuring Pharrell Williams.
I want to hear some more of that. Yeah.
Dope little situation. Yeah, we just want to give you a taste. That's that way exciting. You go to iTunes and you purchase okay. them. So we got Claire Bowen, Black Roses, Jamar Rogers, Drink of You, Miguel, Simple Things, Jennifer Hudson, I Can't Describe, Big Boy Gossipzilla, and Major Lazer with Aerosol Can.
Nice joint.
All right, so before we head out, one last time, where can everyone follow you?
At The Real Tank on Twitter and on Instagram, Tank Music, website, and check in with me, man.
Pay attention.
New single coming soon. You're my star.
Strong. Call what?
You're my star.
You're my star. We got it, because I didn't think he was going to give us the name of it. Okay, make sure you guys follow us at BHL Online, also on Instagram at TheBeatTV. You guys can keep in contact with me, too, at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.